The Trump administration has pushed Mexico and Guatemala to give migrants heading for the U.S. border asylum in their countries. The U.S. has actually had a similar arrangement with its northern neighbor, Canada, since 2002, the Safe Third Country Agreement. But recent U.S. policies have Canadians debating that accord, as Emma Jacobs reports.
Before coming to Canada, Kinda Bazarbashi's family moved a lot.
That what was in that?
Originally Syrian, they lived in the United Arab Emirates, then the U.S., where they applied for asylum in 2012. They were rejected, appealed, rejected, living in a legal limbo that made it hard to work, travel, or plan. Now, sitting relaxed at the kitchen table of her new home in a comfortable Toronto suburb, she recalls how she felt when they lived in Texas.
You are just like in jail, but a nice life. Like, there is cars, there is supermarket, but you feel inside you are in jail. You are not like a normal people.
By the time President Donald Trump was elected, only a temporary protected status at the discretion of the White House kept her family from being deported back to Syria. Trump's statements about immigrants made her and her husband, Anas al-Mustafa, look to plan B.
From the TV, they was like saying like a lot of immigrants, they go to Canada.
In March 2017, the family did what more than 46,000 people have done since the 2016 election. They walked across the border from the U.S. to Canada between official entry points and applied for asylum.
People are crossing that way because of the Safe Third Country Agreement.
Maureen Selkoff is president of the Canadian Association of Refugee Lawyers. The agreement, based on the idea that both countries offer basically the same protections, says that most people can't come to an official border crossing from the U.S. and apply for asylum in Canada, or vice versa. However, the agreement doesn't apply to people who cross between border crossings.
People feel hopeless about their chances of receiving protection in the United States, so essentially drives them to cross between ports of entry.
Most come to one location between upstate New York and the province of Quebec. The total since 2016 is still very small compared to 100,000 interceptions on the U.S.-Mexico border this March alone. But Canadian pollster Shachi Curl of the Angus Reid Institute says they took on an outsized political importance because Canadians just weren't used to these types of arrivals.
Just literally walking across an undefended border was starting to create a deep sense of unease and concern, not just in right-wing voters, but it was really an issue that crossed the political spectrum.
And it's a concern that the Conservative Party has picked up on in this year's electoral challenge. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is seeking to oust Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government. He's promised to crack down on irregular border crossers.
The numbers are almost hard to believe.
This is Scheer in a speech in May.
Some are able to jump queues, exploit loopholes, and skip the line.
Trudeau's government has made a number of changes in the last 2 years. The Canadian government sent representatives to meet with immigrants abroad to discourage them from trying irregular crossings. Trudeau also created a new cabinet position, Minister of Border Security. The border minister met with then DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen about expanding the Safe Third Country Agreement so Canada could turn border crossers back to the U.S. The minister's office declined an interview with NPR, but said the countries have not begun official renegotiations. But groups like Amnesty International Canada are pushing in the opposite direction, arguing that the U.S. isn't safe for immigrants and Canada should leave that agreement altogether and let people apply at all border crossings. Director Alex Nev.
At a time when refugees and migrants, a very vulnerable group, face this full-out attack on their rights from the U.S. government. Canada shouldn't be turning its back on them.
Amnesty is taking part in a lawsuit to overturn the agreement. Hearings will begin in November. Despite being rejected in the U.S., Kinda Bazarbashi's family was approved for asylum in Canada last year.
This is a final step, we hope. And final move, absolutely, it's final move because we get approved and thanks God.
If they arrived in Canada today, things might have gone differently. The government passed one more measure this summer. it bars people from applying for asylum in Canada if they'd applied previously in the United States. A government spokesperson wrote that the amendment was meant to, quote, deter people from making multiple asylum claims in different countries, but added that, quote, nobody will be removed without a chance to be heard. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.